and Tuf Reish Lamed Ches. We did Sefer Al-Bahav Mishra Burus of Katan Zayin. Okay, so he said that even though the halacha is that the Isser of using the sukkah applies to the walls and to the schach, but the wood next to the walls doesn't apply to. Alaytzim Esmuchim Zayin. I only have a 7 tough kafir chest, maybe Shaburus of Katan Lamed Ches. Shambiyar Nikol Prati Dinzeh. So as this was discussed earlier in Hilchos Yom Tov, the details of this halacha. Okay, so then the Ramo himself tells you to look back at Simen Tav Kafir Ches. Ein Leil Simen Tav Kafir Ches Sif Ches Ratzolomer. The Shom of Word B'Hagodim Zorach Avilus Al Aschach Vdeinu Metelus Gabi Aschach. Even though I can't take items off of the schach on Yom Tov because it's considered taking away from the oil, but if I put piles which are bundled on top of the schach, thereby indicating that I do not mean them to become part of the schach, so they're not part of the schach, so there's no issue of taking them off. So that same way that's true in regards to the issue of soyser on Yom Tov, it'll also be true in regards to the issue of being mukser for sukkah purposes and becoming also to use for other purposes. That since you left it as a bundle, who din hachal b'sukkah the mitzvah. So that sukkah there over here was not referring to necessarily a sukkah of mitzvah. Just the problem was oil. Your person made like a hut in his backyard to relax in. So that you would have that issue of the issue of soyser being soyser of the oil that would apply over there. But over here, regardless of the mitzvah, you have the added element of the Isser of benefiting it from it. So he's saying that if you put it on top as a bundle, it's still bundled, so obviously you don't mean it to be part of the schach, so it's not going to have an Isser to use it for other purposes. Then he said that this halacha, that it's Isser, is only Isser. Which you've used already, because we hold as one alav milsehi, that just designating it alone, but not using it, doesn't make it into get the kedusha. Okay. I'm going to Ram. This issue over here, we said a sukkah is kosher, even though you don't make it the same sukkah, as long as you make it the same sale. So now, but once it's done like that, it's kosher to be a sukkah for sukkahs, then you sit in it at one time. So you've made it into a sukkah to use. But if you made it a shame sale, not a shame sukkah, you sit in it one time a shame sale, you never really made it a sukkah. So what happens over there? So I'm going to run the shiloh nas is the shame sukkah, the hanu shaho yisrael sale. Kiman the midina sukkah ksheri, he since the mice is a kosher sukkah, because even though it wasn't made for sukkah purposes, it's made for sale purposes, it's kosher. And then, v'yoshebo pamachas, asura shuv kol yimei chag. If you sit it once, it's going to make it asur for all the sukkahs. Now, so that's the Mishabur, that's the Magan of Ram. It comes to Mishabur, and Mishabur says, I want to explain the Magan of Ram. And nearly, the Marish is mino mitchila l'shem sukkah zechag. So the hazmona, it means you have to have a designation that you have a function that you're designating it for. Even though when you made it the shame tzel, not the shame sukkah, but when the plan of making it the hazmona was you were planning to use it for sukkahs. You plan to use it for sukkahs, but you put the schach on the shame sale. So that's fine. So it's a kosher. So that then the hazmona will work. Now when you sit in it, it becomes aser. You plan to continue to use it. Mm-hmm. you plan to use it for all of sukkahs, so that that becomes, so that the yeshiva alone for that purpose designates it for that purpose. Holav hachi lodi skarja b'pamachas liyosh shem sukkas achagalel kol shiksav l'mal b'sif katan gimel. If you Shabbos said before, it's a cotton gimel. If you have a sukkah which is sukkah's bergonin or a sukkah's royim, it's a sukkah which is made l'shem sale, so it's kosher. The fact that you ate there one time doesn't change it into a sukkah's achag. So the same thing over here. Why are we saying you should eat there one time? It becomes a sukkah's achag. You didn't make it l'shem sale. It's the case of Magen Avraham. Excuse me. You didn't make it l'shem sukkah. You made it l'shem sale. So what is making this into a sukkah's achag with the issur of sukkah's achag? We said if you have, there is a roya, it has a booth, and you go in there one time to eat, it's kosher to eat in it, but your decision to eat in it doesn't, is not kaveya that the booth now becomes a sukkah with the sermon of sukkah, of usage for other purpose, that you can't use other purposes. So if the manga, say if you make it l'shem sukkah's a chag, so I understand. But you didn't make, you made the shame sale, the Magen's case was. So that's the same thing as the case of the sukkah's harayim. The shepherd's booths, which were not made the shame sukkah, which Mishmur said before, don't become a sukkah. And here we're saying that they become a sukkah. See, either the case was when you built it, you had intent to use it for sukkahs, when you planned to build it, your goal was to have a sukkah for sukkahs. The mice, when you built it, you didn't think about that. So that's enough to make it osur. Or alternatively, you ate in there one time with intention to continue to eat there the rest of sukkah. So then you're designated as a sukkah for the purpose of the yomtiv, and then it'll become osur. Okay. Mishi yesh sukkah benuya mishana l'shana. So l'chara, this designation should work from year to year. So if I have a sukkah which remains standing the whole year, so it's designated to be a sukkah for the. So it should be also to use, because of the designation. No, you need to sit in it. You sat in it last year. That kedusha was, it was designated for the purpose of using it for sukkahs. Once sukkahs is gone, that designation is no longer valid. It's not, doesn't have a kedusha anymore, and therefore you need to redesignate it the following year. Some disagree, and. Okay. Sif cotton base. Sif base. V'chein. Now he's moving from the schach and the walls to the noise sukkah. So what's the status of the noise sukkah? You can use the noise sukkah for other purposes. The answer is going to be, since there doesn't have to be noise sukkah, they're part of, so they get the chumrah of the sukkah itself. You can't use it for other purposes. If a person would hang food or drinks, I don't know whether you've ever seen this, you know, but my mother-in-law every year, like, you know, you put up a little bottle of oil, a little bottle of flour, a little bottle of grape juice. And she hangs up some apples, you know. That's how they used to do it back in Europe. So that was the way they'd make a noise sukkah. They would hang up these different food items. Also, these topic mayhem call shmarna. You cannot use them before all 7 days, even in Eretz Yisrael. 7 days they remain osur. Feel enough, even if they fell down. Because the designation is a designation for those 7 days. It's been set aside for the purpose of the mitzvah of beautifying the sukkah. So it's a muksa machmas mitzvah. Now, that muksa machmas mitzvah is a haksaw from other usages. It's not a haksaw for movement. But once that shul, you can't use it for anything else. So it has no other function but to be part of the sukkah. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it becomes muksa from tiltzel. We Yom Tov Shabbos, also the taltzelam, the muksim heim. So the muksa machmas mitzvah, which designates that its function is for mitzvah purposes, and therefore it may not be used for anything else, makes it that therefore it's no longer accessible and usable for you on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because you can't, if it's part of the sukkah, it's part of the sukkah, and for anything else you cannot take it.
So you're
maksa das to leave it in the sukkah, and so then it becomes muksa from your das and Shabbos. So much the muksa from your das and Shabbos, you're not allowed to move.
Whatever, you have a kavana when you put it up, put a bottle of grape juice. I have a kavana. This is not part of the sukkah. No, your sukkah. I'm
okay.
Going to use it.
Okay. So things. So for Adam. So Dr. Freeman asked, what will be if you have intent not to, that you want to yes use it. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss that later on. To any type of condition, putting up conditionally with a tanai, will that help? But it means to refrain. Lashon Havdalah.
Badil.
Okay, the Muksim Hay. Now, Vim Hisna Leim, Beshot Shetzalah. If when he put up the noise sukkah, he made a condition on that.
No.
Va'omer, and he said, Eni Badil Mehem Kobene Shemashes, Shashmana Yamin. He said, for the next 8 days, during Ben Shemashes, I'm retaining the rights, I'm not divorcing myself. I'm retaining the right by saying that I'm not divorcing myself from the right to use them during Ben Shemashas for my own purposes. So he said in Sefal that doesn't work on the schach and on the walls, because even though you wouldn't have the designatory issue of because you're saying you want to continue to use it, but you have the Isser on Yom Tov, you cannot destroy the oil. So the beginning of Yom Tov, when this designation takes effect, your Tanai, it becomes irrelevant. You say, well, I'm retaining the right to use the Ben Shemoshes if I want. Well, that's not true, because you may not take it off, because you have a problem of Soyser, you're breaking down either the walls or the Schach. But over here is the Noi. So there's no issue of Soyser when you take off the Noi. So the only issue is designation. Well, I'm telling you, I'm not designating it for that purpose. I am retaining the right to use it for my own purposes. When during Ben Shemoshes, which that's when the designation takes effect, all muksa takes effect Ben Shemoshes, like we've had before. So Ben Shemoshes, I'm retaining the right to use it for my own purposes, whatever I want. And the Ramah adds that you have to say for all 8 days, any Ben Shemoshes of any one of the 8 days, because even if you would retain the right for the first one of the 8 days, if you let go of the right the other 8 days, during the other 8 days it becomes muksa, and then it remains so. Okay. So if that's what the person will say, so the Shulchan Aruch continues, and raise him, stop him, mayhem, call his year. So then you can use them wherever you want. He wasn't makzadas on that. Therefore, the kedusha sukkah was not effective because he wasn't truly designating it to be part of the sukkah. It's not considered part of the sukkah. Okay. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch Madavka Shemasa Bezel Loshen. This language we just said that any boidel called Ben Shemoshes, I'm not refraining from usage of these items. The whole Ben Shemoshes that works. If we say like this, right now they're up, they're part of the tree, the sukkah, I'm not touching them, but when I fall, I want to retain the right theme when it falls. That will not work. Okay. The problem is, and the example, which you said doesn't work, is because the designation takes place ben hashmashes. So if he said, I'm designating that when it falls, I plan to use it. I mean, as long as it's standing, it's attached, I can't use it, which means ben hashmashes, I cannot use it. Well, once that's true, the ben hashmashes, I cannot use it, it becomes the muktzah for the rest of the time. So, but if he says that I'm retaining the right to eat them whenever I want, so not when it falls, but whenever I want, so then he's saying even when it's on the sukkah, I'm retaining the rights to use it if I see fit. That is true even ben hashmashes. So come to ben hashmashes, I never truly designated it to be for noi, because I said at the same time, during ben hashmashes, if I want to use it, I can take it for myself. So I'm saying I'm not really designating it to be for noi purposes. I'm retaining the usage rights. So that would work. Zot the Shulchan Aruch. Zot the Rambam. Tonight, ben hashmashes harishon. This has to be in place. This sign has to be in place before the first ben hashmashes. Because if it's not, it becomes designated by the first ben hashmashes, and then it's too late. The conversation ends there. We don't do it tonight. So in regards to the noy, which is attached to the schach, the minhag is not to make any tzinoyim, and you should not get involved in using them for the whole 8 days. Now, however, the noy which is attached to the walls, they would hang tapestries, or sedinim hamatsiram, you would have some type of drawing on a linen. No, you're going to talk to them. I mean, they have kshamim. They would take them inside when it's about to rain. So how are they allowed to take it inside? It's noy sukkah. It's muksa. It's muksa. You can't move it. You have to say that. You have to say in some way the designation does not make it prohibited for other usages, and therefore it doesn't become muksa. Again, there's two different muksas over here. There's the muksa of the tzarech mitzvah, muksa of the mitzvasa, huksa of the mitzvasa, which is a designation of other usages, and it's nothing to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's applied during the weekday. This has been designated and set aside for the purpose of the mitzvah, not for anything else. So that doesn't preclude movement, it precludes usage. And that, but once that's true, that you have an item which you cannot use it for anything, becomes Shabbat and Yom Tov, an item which is not usable, except for the one thing which is usable, if it's only in place, which you may not take out of its place, so it becomes muksa from tiltal, from movement also. So here you're moving this Sedinim and Mitzvotim, how do you do that? So it works, I feel like Beloitza, even if you do not, even without any making any conditions. Now, why in the world would that be true? Mishum the Yeshar and the Einister are feeling between his outs and Kosh came in no yain. That which he said in Sef Aleph, that the walls of the Sukkah become usher to use, it's not so pasha. There's those who disagree and say even the walls themselves are, there's no, the Isser of that the Shem Shem is Chalal HaSukkah, we find that many times that the word Sukkah is referring specifically to the Schach, not to the whole booth. So for this purpose, they say it's referring to the Schach, not to the whole building. So Koshke Menu Yegin. So that's true on the walls themselves. Kabbalah Hermes is true on the Noi. So it could be, so the minigas we make even out of tonight. Kumokum toib lahasa zalem. But it definitely would be preferable to make it tonight. Now, im sikech bahadas, itole basuka esreg lenoi. You hung an esreg not to use for the mitzvah, but for the purposes of just making it look nice. Or same thing with hadasim. You put it there lenoi, to be noi for the sukkah. Mutal arech, but you're allowed to smell it. So the huksa mirech, as we said before, that the haksaw, the first, remember there's two haksaws over here. The first haksaw is using it for other purposes. The second haksaw was you have something which you cannot use for any other purpose, it becomes muksa. from Tiltal on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that first Aksah, we said before, the Mishabur said, it was only Aksah from usages which would undermine the primary function of being a sukkah. So I can't, this Isser of Shem Shem Chal Sukkah, I can't use for anything else, only means something which the usage would be a contradiction to the functioning of the sukkah. But usage was not contradictory. So we said yesterday, leaning against the wall. I'm using the wall. The wall's also for any other purpose. I can't use anything else. How can I lean against the wall? I lean chairs against the wall. How can I do that? Right? The answer is because leaning chairs against the wall is not in any way a contradiction to having the walls function as walls. So smelling the esrog, smelling the das, is not a stira to functioning as part of the schach, or functioning as part of the noi for the schach. But that would be true, you can't touch it. Some say that the hadas would be problematic.
What?
Okay.
To smell the hadas.
Okay. So them shaburas are cutting you.
Why?
We'll see. Not tonight, we'll see tomorrow. Yod, shetalim b'sukkah, so now you're hanging a noy on the sukkah, bein shetaluyin v'schach, bein shetaluyin v'tfanis, whether this halacha, that the noy gets an iser, applies to noy which is hanging from the schach, and noy which is attached to the walls. You did a k'nei l'noysa. V'im yodeya shahayolodim yoichlo mihem, if you know the kids are going to grab them and eat them, it's better not to put them in there at all. Because if they're going to eat them, they're going to, besides eating over this or eating them, there's also going to be, they're going to tear the threads, the ropes which hold them, and the over this or of chilo Shabbos, taking apart the rope.
What's this talking about? What?
The kids are going to eat it.
What?
The
food that's hanging.
They hung food in the sukkah to be noy for the sukkah. So we know that the kids are going to get to it. So so he says, so we're afraid they're going to be menatik the chutzim, they're going to tear apart the chutzim. V'gam shem yivoy lo'achlim, and they might eat them. If you can hang in such a way that the kids cannot reach it, or alternatively you don't have any kids, it is a mitzvah to beautify the mitzvah. So kramim is also a form of a tapestry, and sedinim, and to hang different types of peiros over there in the sukkah. So all that is, there's interesting piece of Moshe. Moshe says like this: what's considered a valid noy sukkah? What is considered noy sukkah?
It's in the house.
So he says that things that you would put up in your house to act as ways to beautify the walls of your house or the roof of your house, the ceiling. So that's what sukkah is supposed to be, your dwelling now for these 7 days or 8 days. So you should beautify it the way you beautify your house. So you would hang a tapestry, you would put up a picture, you would, etc. So it says, so then, why are peiros and these type of things and wine and oil considered nice sukkah? You know, I don't normally hang, you don't see, walk in my house and see those things hanging from my ceiling. He says over there we'll argue a different source. Since the ikra of the sukkah is achila, and these things represent the achila, so that they are sort of like connected to the whole concept of this, what the sukkah is about, and therefore those would be considered. He says, but it comes out according to that But if a person wants to hang up, metal stars, the aluminum foil, aluminum foil stars, according to Rashi, that's not noy sukkah. They don't normally hang those in your house. And they're not something which represents the idea of what the sukkah is, the chila element. So then, it's
a yom that people put decorations and sukkahs. They put leaves.
Okay, of course.
The kids sometimes do things before Hanukkah, before yom tov, but they make things.
No, I'm saying, but that's true. But the idea of you don't normally up in your house. I've never walked in your house and seen, chains made out of wallpaper, links of wallpaper hanging from your ceiling.
Well, but some people before the Pesach, the kids make things, with pictures.
They don't use it to be miyapa the house.
No, they put it on the wall or something. Just pictures. The kids draw things in school and.
Right. So that's what Moshe's shita. The Minagalim seems to be that they have not necessarily accepted Moshe's psak on that.
He's saying that it's detracting. If Moshe is saying it's detracting from noy sukkah,
it's not noy sukkah because you don't do it in your house.
If it gives people simcha, what about beres?
He says my mitzvah.
Okay, it could be a simcha. It's like why is it's only simple because you think that that's called beautifying your sukkah. If you would have said that's called beautifying your sukkah, so what's this strange thing hanging here? One thing you want to hang an apple, you want to hang a tinsel foil apple, right? So Marsha holds it, that's strange. I also do not like that, but.
Also do not like what?
We put other things up besides. Right?
You put other.
Yeah.
You don't put tinsel foil
out. No, we do. Yeah. Right. What did you say, Adam? Yeah. So the loch is you cannot use the noise sukkah. So your base. Also, this topic mehem the bizu yehuda mitzvah shemistapkin mehem. If you take it for other purposes, that's considered your mevaza the mitzvah. I feel enough. Even if they fell. Now, why are they also they fell? You'd give them the kima and these katsoid, but the benashmosh is considered the kol yomtiv. Fill enough of the kol moed oser. Once you've designated it to be noy sukkah, and we said noy sukkah, you should not take away. So the designation at the beginning of yomtiv has become a designation that it may not be used for anything else. And once it's become, so you're maxi, you're das from it. And that's kal, the beginning of the benashmosh of the first night, and that's effective the rest of yomtiv, even kol moed. So then you can't use it for anything else. So the reason why you can't use them is because it's improper to do that. That generates a situation of being maxidas. You're not going to use it. For anything else. Therefore, you remove your das for planning to use it for anything else. Now that it fell, there's no longer bizimitsa. But the muksa that you accomplished is still in effect because the muksa of the benishmoshes affects the rest of the yomtiv. And he said, that's an issue of using it. We got the Shabbos, so then there's also an issue of moving it, not using it, but even moving it. However, the issue of tiltal doesn't apply to Chalamoid. If it fell during Chalamoid, you're allowed to put it back up. Okay. Also the Taltalam, Teswav. Hanafilo dasim atirim leil b'simin tavsari hei the muksa b'yamtiv kibarish b'shabbos. The muksa kazeh the kuliyama osir the hukzul mitzvosim. So we discussed back when we learned at the beginning of Hilchos Yamtiv b'simin tavsari hei. There's a machlokes whether the concept of the muksa applies on Shabbos and Yamtiv. Machlokes in Rishimin Rabbi Yehuda. Rishimin says ein muksa the Shabbos. Yehuda says yesh muksa the Shabbos. Now we pointed out that Rishimin has many exceptions. He only holds ein muksa the Shabbos. He holds many exceptions of the law because yesh muksa. So over here, by Yamtiv, we brought him a machlokes. Some say Yamtiv in that sense that we pass the Rishimin by Shabbos ein muksa the Shabbos. Now you know there are many things that draw salt muksa. Means Rishimin's ein muksa means in specific areas. The example is the main place where the Mursa they're arguing is in the following, what's called Muksa Lo'itzer. So the Muksa, because of Klisha Malachal Isser, because something which has no usage at all, like Eitzim and Avonim, that applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov equally. But let's say you have something which I have a business in my basin. To give an example, I have a business in my basin and I sell clothing. And I'm ready to wear clothing, it's ready to wear, etc. So, Cardinal Rabbi Yehuda says, since you plan to use it for sale purposes, not for your own personal clothing purposes, so you're Maksad Asermit. So therefore, even in the middle of Yalta, you say, you know what, I need to take this shirt, I can't take it. Because once it's muksa beginning of Shabbos, it remains muksa or yomtiv, it remains muksa for the rest of Shabbos or yomtiv. That's because you consciously decided to be maksa das. So Shimon disagrees and says, no, the back of your mind you're saying, well, maybe I might need it for myself. So he says, muksa lo oitzer, Shimon doesn't hold it. But, so we get to yomtiv, so we pass the Shimon by Shabbos. So muksa lo oitzer is not a problem. And Yomtiv, where he said there's a sheet that holds that Yomtiv is more Mechomer than Shabbos. Since Yomtiv, there are many different kulas, we need to counterbalance and make Yomtiv more Chomer in some ways. Otherwise, people were just going to really just like totally ignore Yomtiv. So Chazal, according to this opinion, were more Machmer by Yomtiv than they were by Shabbos. So that's kind of the delineation makes of Muksa by Yomtiv. But there's one number that disagrees and says, no, it's the same as Shabbos. So it means Ein Muksa L'Yomtiv. Well, if Ein Muksa L'Yomtiv, so what's the problem here? Why can't I move it? Taras says, my friend, Ein Muksa L'Yomtiv is a limited application. So this type of Muksa, which is Muksa L'Mitzvah, so everybody, even the most Ein Muksa L'Shabbos or L'Yomtiv would agree that that is Muksa, because it's Muksa L'Mitzvah. So that's a decision, which is a definitive decision not to use it. I set it aside for the mitzvah purposes. So you've totally been maxed at your das. And even that one holds, if you totally maxed at das, he says, minastav, averagely, we assume that deep down you're thinking, you know what, if I need it, I'll use it. But now if I'm maxed at the mitzvah, I'm saying, listen, I'm being maxed at the mitzvah. I'm designated for another purpose. I'm not saying, well, maybe I'll need it if I use it. I'm not saying that. We don't assume that. We assume you're being maxed. Mizahu. So now you have to, if you make it tonight, when you put it up, now you don't have to do it when you hung it. It has to be some point in time said before the banish mushes of the first night. So if you make your sukkah 2 weeks beforehand, you hang the noise sukkah 2 weeks beforehand, you don't have to say it then. As long as you say it before, some you would make this tonight before the night of the 15th. So I say, listen, the whole Benesh Moshe is I'm planning if I need to take the noi for myself. So I've clearly made sure that during the time when it's supposed to get a din of muksa, Benesh Moshe, I've said I'm not being maksed. I'm not setting aside only for the purpose of the sukkah. I'm planning to retain all the usages. So I wasn't really maksedas. Maksedas means that you removed it from your thought process with no intent to use it. That's not true. So but now you have to say kol Benesh Moshe. The yesh tchilas ben hashmashes, the yesh soy ben hashmashes, we in shal yivdu mehen kol zman ben hashmashes. There's a beginning and there's an end of ben hashmashes, and you have to, if the person would say, listen, for the first half ben hashmashes, I'm holding on, retaining rights, second half I'm maksa. So then I would say it's muksa, because if we say that the moment of the changing from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos is in the second half, he was maksa in the second half. This only works if you say you're not going to refrain the whole Ben Hashmashes of Shmunas Yamin. Shashmunas Yamin. So he says, Pirish Lafuke Kisha Omar. We this will not work. Quote, Any Bottle Mayhem Kol Ben Hashmashes shall Erev Yom Tov Harishon. So if the person says, Any Bottle Mayhem Kol Ben Hashmashes, oh, I got the right Luzach, I said that of the first night. Ramah says you need all 7 nights. But the first line alone will not work. Why? So even on the first night, you're right, the first day it'll not be muksa, because you explicitly said you're not being baital. So the sukkah, the noi sukkah, does not become muksa. But then, and the next night, the designation will take effect. The next Ben Hashmosh is Vosim Yemtiv Sheni Yatsefer Yemtiv. After the kolam bezek, kol shmonas yamim. The person did not say explicitly all 7 days. He didn't say only this night. He said he left it hanging. So maybe that's good enough. So he can use them, which it means pirish. So according to this, the tanai works even when it's still on the tree, not when it already fell off. Still on the wrong religion. Still on the sukkah. Let's hold it over here. We're holding my sif. And we'll pick up tomorrow, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Have a good night. You're welcome. Call to bye.